Until now, he'd simply been known as CC3, standing for Co-Conspirator 3, in United States court documents. But West Australian politician Andrew Hastie has used parliamentary privilege to claim the man is Chinese-Australian Chow Chuck Wing. Mr. Hastie has alleged Dr. Chow was involved in a $225,000 payment to the late United Nations General Assembly President John Ash to attend a real estate conference in China in 2017.
The same man who co-conspired to bribe the United Nations President of the General Assembly, John Ash. The same man with extensive contacts in the Chinese Communist Party, including the United Front. I share it with the House because I believe it to be in the national interest.
Dr. Chow has previously disputed allegations against him. Mr. Hastie, a Liberal MP who chairs the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security, led a delegation to the United States last month. He's also told Parliament Dr. Chow is suing both the ABC and Fairfax for defamation, and News Corp has been forced to make an apology. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had little to say about the allegations when asked, but he defended Mr. Hastie's right to speak out. Mr. Turnbull says the claims came from a US briefing which was not classified, and at least one Labor politician attended it.
As far as the specific allegations that were made, they are not new. They are in fact the subject of litigation currently in the Australian courts, and for that reason I don't propose to say any more about them.
But Mr. Turnbull has sought advice from security chiefs on the possible implications. Dr. Chow is most commonly referred to as a businessman and philanthropist, known for his money to spend and his deep political connections. Born in southern China before moving to Australia in the 1980s, he made his fortune investing in China's property market. He has strong connections to senior figures on both sides of Australian politics. The Financial Review claims he's donated over $4 million to the major parties since 2004. Most recently, Dr. Chow has made a name for himself as a generous supporter of tertiary education. He donated millions of dollars to the University of Technology, Sydney, towards the construction of the Frank Gehry-designed Dr. Chow Chuck Wing building and a museum. In 2015, he was revealed as the buyer of James Packer's $70 million Sydney mansion in an off-market exchange, and his home in China is believed to be even more extravagant, including a 27-hole golf course and a museum. BRW magazine reports former Australian Prime Ministers John Howard, Bob Hawke and Kevin Rudd have all been guests at the luxury property. The revelation in Parliament comes as the government is trying to repair its relationship with China, amid comments in China's government-backed media that relations are among the worst of all Western nations. Mr. Turnbull is reportedly planning to visit later this year in an effort to smooth relations, strained by draft legislation in Australia to counter alleged overseas influence on domestic matters. Opposition defence spokesman Richard Marles has told Sky News the incident highlights the importance of getting those laws passed.
What I take from this is how important it is that we get our foreign interference laws passed. There is a process that we're working through to try and reach a consensus with the government. We've got to get that done and we've got to get this legislation enacted.
China, meanwhile, says it hopes the relationship can get back on track. Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Liu Kang says communication and mutual understanding are keys to repairing ties.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi made it clear that to achieve the development of the bilateral relationship between China and Australia, the first step is to solve the problem in understanding. Solving this problem can provide a fundamental guarantee to the sound and steady development of the bilateral relationship between China and Australia.
And Rainier Hoff, SBS News.